Well, last month we introduced a new element to Naked Astronomy, a high-speed roundup of astronomy facts. We asked for your suggestions as to what to call it, and some of you have come through for us. Luca Botic tweeted to suggest The Naked Facts. Luke McCarthy emailed in to suggest Data Dump. Now, there are obviously more than one connotation to the word dump.
I'm glad you said that.
But otherwise, it's very true. We are dumping a lot of data very quickly. Brian Bithell wrote in from LA to suggest fact impact. And Bruce Sandcombe emailed to say that fast facts is great and he learned more about Saturn in 3 minutes than ever before. But he's working on some name suggestions. So I think we should give Bruce and everyone else a little bit more time to get some suggestions in. In the next programme, which will come out towards the end of January, we'll pick our favourites from all of your suggestions and then we'll put the decision in your hands. More info on how to vote next month. But now, everything you need to know about the Hubble Space Telescope.
The Hubble Space Telescope orbits 350 miles above our heads.
It travels at 7.5 kilometres per second.
So it circles the Earth every 97 minutes.
Its mirror measures 2.5 metres across.
And its tube is 13 metres from end to end.
The whole structure weighs over 11 tonnes.
It draws 3 kilowatts of power, as much as an electric kettle.
And needs the equivalent of 20 car batteries worth of storage, as well as its solar panels.
The Hubble Space Telescope was launched aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1990.
And celebrated 20 years in space last April.
It's been serviced 5 times by the Space Shuttle.
And it can carry 5 different cameras and spectroscopes at any one time.
2 onboard computers control Hubble. One steers the telescope and the other records the image.
Originally, custom-designed machines were used.
But for the last 10 years, an onboard Intel 486 has controlled Hubble's instruments.
From space, Hubble can observe in infrared and ultraviolet light.
Even though these wavelengths are completely invisible from the ground, as they're blocked by the Earth's atmosphere.
Hubble has 20 times better resolution than traditional ground-based telescopes.
But it hasn't always been that way. For its first 4 years, a fault in its optics made it little better at all.
Hubble has measured the expansion of the universe with unprecedented accuracy.
It has seen distant supernova and found evidence for dark energy.
It has seen debris disks in the Orion Nebula, which might one day form into planets.
It's produced images of distant members of the solar system, Pluto and Eris.
But it has never been pointed at Mercury, which is too close to the Sun to be observed safely.
There are even more factoids on our site at thenakedscientists.com/astronomy. But if there's a topic that you would like to get the high-speed lowdown on, then do get in touch. Email astronomy@thenakedscientists.com.